This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:44 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for today's market wrap, of course, is Sabrina Magdalene from our news team. So a CNBC report says that about 50 hospitals in the U.S. are using sensors in the form of employee badges to track COVID-19. What's the story there, Sabrina?
So a company called SwipeSense first made this technology years ago to track whether hospital staff are correctly washing their hands when they enter and exit patients' rooms. It's actually also used to monitor expensive assets like wheelchairs or IV pumps, which apparently tend to go missing. So now for the first time, the system is tracking movements of hospital staff to contain COVID-19. So SwipeSense had the idea of adding sensors to staff badges, equipment and location beacons in hospital rooms, which connect to an online dashboard. From there, the company could create a virtual floor map of sorts to track their movements. So if anyone was diagnosed with a virus in a hospital, SwipeSense could pull up a map and administrators could go back in time to determine who might have been in close proximity. In a way, the tracking system is a form of contact tracing. Mm. I mean, US hospitals are hoping to reduce COVID-19 related deaths among its employees because more than 890 medical staff in America died from the coronavirus since March.
The report also mentioned that some of the hospital's employees are concerned that their managers would use the data to track their productivity and penalize them if they took long breaks. Sounds a bit Amazonian in practice. Yeah. What has SwipeSense said about this?
So the company has acknowledged that there are risks when it comes to monitoring people, and these kind of tools can always get into the wrong hands. But it actually assured that the sole purpose of the system is to catch COVID-19 outbreaks. It's not to track individuals throughout their day, and there are no beacons outside of patient rooms. For example, they can't track when they actually go to the bathroom. And so far, the tracking technology seems to be working. In one recent case, 75 hospital employees were found at risk after a patient tested positive for COVID-19. So after getting tested and isolating themselves for 72 hours, just one of the staff tested positive. As a result of this work and hygienic measures, the percentage of staff testing positive for COVID-19 at that hospital went from 17% in March to less than 1% by June. So it is proven to be helpful. You know, perhaps other countries might want to apply this in their medical facilities as well.
So moving on to Bursa, Notion VTech Berhad was one of the gainers today. And I guess they're venturing into face mask production. Is that right?
I mean, it's the right season to join the trend, so yes. Notion VTech announced last week that its healthcare arm Notion Venture has been registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a face mask manufacturer. This covers face masks for general public and healthcare personal use, but it does not actually include the N95 respirators. So back in April, it also ventured into PPE production and medical ventilator components. Originally, Notion VTech is an established hard disk drive and an automotive component manufacturer. So this year, they are actually diversifying. So at the close today, Notion VTech was up 36.2% at 29.5 cents.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's Black Pumas with Fire. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.